Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:05 on this Friday, ninth day of February, 2018. This is Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed. So there's lots to choose from on the television this weekend. If you're a sports fan, man, you are covered. But some people will be worn out after a week like this, and they'll want to avoid all of that. So there's the option of going to the theater. And Mike Mayo of Mike-Mayo.com joins us to talk about your other entertainment options. And Mike, you begin with something that's on Netflix instead of actually on the big screen?
Yeah, this is the Cloverfield Paradox. And this is kind of a stealth release here. Nobody knew this was happening. You start out with the first Cloverfield movie, which you remember from back, I think it was 2008, something like that. And they had a great trailer for that. It's a found footage thing where we had all these people out at a rooftop party in Greenwich Village, and there's an explosion on the horizon, and then there's something lands in the street right down beside them, and they go down and find out it's the head of the Statue of Liberty. And what follows then is found footage of kind of going through New York, what happens that crazy night. And then there was a second Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was kind of a claustrophobic drama sort of thing, set in the same world, but you weren't sure exactly what was going on all the way through it until the very end. And now we have the Cloverfield Paradox, which is yet a third movie that takes place kind of at the same time those others do. It all has to do with the Earth running out of power, and they send this space station up that is going to create unlimited power if they can just get this silly collider thing they've got to work. It doesn't. And so what we wind up with is about half a dozen characters up on the space station trying to get it to work right, and every bad thing you can imagine, and then a whole lot more happens to them. What's so weird about this movie is it just keeps getting crazier as it goes along. There are all kinds of just very inventive horror tropes that happen. The scenes have very little to do with each other, it seems like. I enjoyed it. I just got caught up in the nuttiness of it. I was laughing a lot, and I think I was supposed to at the end. But if you're not a science fiction fan, I don't think you'd get into it. So if you are a science fiction fan, take a look, especially if you've enjoyed the other Cloverfield movies. Mm-hmm. If not, give it a pass.
All right. Now, I'm thinking about taking my dad to see the next movie that's on your list. This is the 1517 to Paris, which is the European way of saying the 3:17 p.m. train to Paris.
Exactly.
It's a Clint Eastwood movie?
It's a Clint Eastwood movie, and as he has done recently, particularly with Sully, and more so with that than, say, American Sniper, this is kind of recreating real events. In this case, a terrorist attack on a train that was going from, I believe, Amsterdam to Paris. There were three Americans on the train: Anthony Sadler, Alex Skarlatus, and Spencer Stone. And they wound up stopping this guy. And he had a pistol, an AK-47, a bunch of ammunition. And they stopped him. They play themselves in this movie. They recreate what happened there. And as Eastwood did in Sully, we kind of keep coming back to it. You see it from several different points of view, and he brings it all together then at the end. It's very well done, but because they're playing themselves, it kind of lacks the dramatic edge that we would see if real actors were playing it. And that's both good and bad. If your dad likes this kind of movie, I'd say this is more than just a curiosity. Mm-hmm. It's well enough done that I would recommend it.
It's not painful to watch these. I mean, no offense to them, but there is a reason that you have paid actors do things because they're better at acting. Are these guys at all good in their acting role?
I don't think they're going to quit their day jobs. But they do well enough in this, and it has a verisimilitude that's rare in movies. And your producer just told me there's a guy from Richmond who was actually involved with it too, who was actually on the train and in the film.
Yeah, I remember that. This Mark Mugalian guy from Midlothian, who I think, if I remember the story correctly, was the first one who confronted the terrorist. I think that's the story.
Yeah.
That he plays himself in it. So there's a reason for Richmonders to go see it, just to support the hometown guy.
Yeah, and like I say, I think it's more than just a curiosity, and that's what I thought. This is kind of a stunt thing when I first read about it, but they really managed to pull it off, and that's because Eastwood, if nothing else, is one of the best directors of action around, particularly, you know, minimalist stuff. He doesn't go real flashy with this. He is just known for kind of cutting it close to the bone, and that's what he does here.
This is weird in the commercial, and I don't want to eat up too much time. Why does the terrorist have his shirt off on the train?
I don't remember if they actually go into that or not. Well, see, he was nuts. I mean, he said that he wasn't a terrorist, that he was a burglar.
I thought that was weird. I wondered if I'd missed something. All right, well, before we run out of time, 50 Shades Freed.
Yeah, this is the third of the 50 Shades movies, but in this one they get married in it, and so it's really kind of pretty tame, and we don't have much of the bondage stuff that was the big draw in the first. This is more about product placement. Luxury, you know, wedding. There's the private jet, the mansion, this really hot Audi car they drive around into. That's what it's all about. Wish fulfillment here.
The next one is 50 Shades Divorced, I'm certain.
Well, I don't think they could go back, because now the woman who wrote the first books is now telling them again from the guy's point of view. I don't quite see that happening, but you never know.
Okay, Peter Rabbit, to change the tone of the conversation a bit.
Indeed, and I don't think there are going to be too many people who, you know, if 50 Shades is sold out, are going to go to Peter Rabbit instead. This is an adaptation of Beatrix Potter's books, and we've got Peter and Flopsy Mopsy and Cottontail and Farmer McGregor and all that, and as is the fashion these days, this is done by combining live action with kind of very realistic animation. Rose Byrne, that's her name, is plays Beatrix Potter in it. It's done with a lot more action and kind of slapstick stuff than we had in the books, of course, which you expect these days. But it's PG. I think the kids will like it. I didn't think it was as good as a recent one that's done the same way, the Paddington movie.
The Paddington one seems a little sweeter, like closer to the original content than this one.
It is. It has that sweetness. And this one, like I say, is more slapstick.
Yeah.
This rabbit owes more to Bugs than he does to, you know, other animated characters. But he is no Bugs Bunny. Let me tell you, I know Bugs Bunny, and he's no Bugs Bunny.
All right. Well, Mike, that's good advice for us. I think I'm going to stick with the Clint Eastwood film this weekend. And then, you know, the Oscar-nominated films, we've got, less than 1 month. The Academy Awards are March 4th, so hopefully people will, interested.
Yeah, I just want to let's take a moment to announce that the Oscar-nominated short films, live action, animation, and documentary, are playing in a few theaters. If you're interested in those films, check them out, because you get a chance now to see them on the big screen.
Really interesting. Okay, Mike Mayo, mike-mayo.com. Always appreciate you giving us some insight as we head into the weekend here on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.